This is Vashti McKenzie with your wake-up call. Have you noticed how much of our lives revolves around paying bills? The amount of energy devoted to the weekly or monthly budgeting, balancing, itemizing, and agonizing over our financial past, present, and future? Our lives revolves around the 1st and the 15th of each month. You either live for one or dread the other. We budget according to when our bills are due, the 1st or the 15th. Other pertinent details of our lives may escape us, but we do know how long it takes a check to clear the bank and how many days we've got before late charges are assessed. We may not remember the names of the people we meet, the birthday of family or friends, the exact number of years you've been married, the place of your first date, your first kiss, or the number of days between when you stopped and when you started again. Can't keep up with your fantasy teams or where you left your glasses or car keys last night, but you do know how much credit is left on every credit card in your wallet. It's amazing how much of our lives revolves around paying bills. It is almost as if we deify bills. You know, there are people who have a special place in their homes where bills are kept on a financial altar. We plan our activities according to our bills, where we go, what we do, and how much we do with it. If we don't do what the bill says, we pay penalties. We stop doing things that put bill paying in jeopardy. We love bills. How do I know? Because we keep creating them. As soon as we pay one off, we go get another. If we can't pay a bill, we pray that the Lord will fight that battle. Bills have a power over our credit rating, the ability to live beyond our monetary intake to get what we can't afford. Even when you die, the living often must take care of the bills you left behind. We do desire to be responsible citizens, correct? Therefore, we will do whatever the bill says we ought to do. Whatever the Visa, MasterCard, American Express says we owe, we pay. Whatever the department store says we pay, we pay. Whatever the store, outlet, utility, mortgage, finance, agency, yeah, whatever they say, we'll move heaven and earth to handle that business. We will curb our appetites, change our habits. We'll be careful with our time because of the bills we made. In fact, this morning, somebody got up and went to work because I owe, it's off to work we go. Would we so order our lives for God with the same time and tenacity we use to pay our bills? Do we spend as much time in prayer, study the Word of God, or spend as much time in the presence of the Lord as we do with our bills? Bills are the physical representatives of the investment of our time, talent, and treasure and skills. The way we spend our money is an indication of our true desires and the secret motives that guides our lives. Today is a good day to analyze your checkbook or your banking account or the use of your ATM card, credit card. Examine where you spend your treasure. Do you spend them for wants or do you spend them for needs? Needs are what you need in order to live. Wants, well, you may want them, but you don't need them in order to live. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 21, it says, "It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being." That's James Peterson's translation. Or in the NIV, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Spend a little time doing a little financial examination during our Lenten journey. Share this message with someone and share your Lenten experiences in the comments section of this podcast. And then don't forget to read your daily Lenten devotional in the read section of this podcast. Go on, have a divine day.